Meeting called to order 10 a.m. by President Le Fitzpatrick. Presidential release number 391 was presented. Topics on the release. Blind Driver Challenge. Anil Lewis said that the Blind Driver Challenge will help to develop new technologies that will help blind people continue to become more independent in the future. Who will be driving? The decision still has not been made, according to President Mauer. Job listings are now available on Newsline. If you have questions about this program, talk to Scott White at 865-04-7300 for more information. The Pedestrian Safety Act is moving forward. The act passed and has been placed on the President's desk for his signature and was signed on January 4, 2011. A time of study will take place before rules are made. The quiet car will now move to a worldwide issue. January 31, the Great Gathering in Meeting will be held. The Washington Seminar begins. Diane McGeorge manages room reservations. Make contact with her to make arrangements for a room for the seminar. Newsline, the NFB and NLS have worked together to launch a method of listening to the Newsline on your NLS player. For further information, call 866-504-7300. The NFB is working to make bar exams easier for a blind person to take. The bar examiners are saying they know best, but Stephen and I had brought a lawsuit. It started in Federal District Court, then went to the Ninth Court of Appeals. The decision is that those who are taking the test must be allowed to take the exam in a way that will measure their knowledge, not their ability, to deal with complicated testing processes. Dan Goldstein and Scott Labber deserve thanks, as well as Stephanie and I, for sticking with the process. National Convention is coming up in July. Make reservations soon for the National Convention. Secretary report read and approved. Treasurer's report balance 1,865.12 moved and seconded that the Treasurer's report be approved. Nominations for Secretary were taken from the floor. Don Mitchell was nominated, and he was elected by acclamation. Nominations for Vice President. Kakib nominated, and elected by acclamation.
Page 2.
Nominations for Treasurer were taken from the floor. Connie Uterbach was nominated, nominations closed, and she was elected by acclamation. Les was nominated for President, and was elected by acclamation. Old business. Jack Straw wants to do another concert in Portland. Bob has checked with the Portland chapter and they are willing to allow us to do this. Bob wants Divine Consign to come and talk to us about the program. If we get our friends to donate, the chapter gets funds. Need to enlist volunteers for the amphitheater program. New business. We discussed doing an ice cream social for the students at the Washington State School for the Blind. Motion made that Key talk to Adrian about clearing a date for the ice cream social. Keykip will talk to Adrian Fernandez about setting a date for an ice cream social with the students. Would the chapter like to be involved in the march put on by the diabetics organization? Much discussion followed about ways to get recognition. A suggestion was made that we do some kind of public service activity. Mike suggested OPB telethon phone answering project. Bob asked for volunteers to go to the orientation and training for the public access cable channel group. Doug can attend, but Don is not available on February 5, 2011. Discussed that we do another Three Together concert. Should we work with Washington State University and their Disabled Student Services Office to make their services more appropriate? Should we be involved in working with Disabled Student Services at any local colleges? Paula should be asked if she wants us to get involved. The background is that, because of court cases, schools are now required to make these services available. In some cases, the services take away the students' opportunity to work fully independently. Les will call Paula and discuss this with her. The chapter is planning a social in March. The social will be held on March 19th. Next meeting, February 19th. Meeting adjourned at 11:03 a.m.